谁参加，还有这些呢？
Of the people,
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 of the people, protector.
I am the protector.
Gastamana.
Gastamana.
Bragging.
Bragging.
Not so basi.
Not so basi.
You do not look very good.
You
do not look very good. Rida Sabashu.
Rida Sabashu.
In the society of learned persons.
In the society of learned persons.
Drishta.
Drishta.
Impudent. Translation is the fact, however, that these innocent people carrying their palanquin without payment or service, suffering due to injustice, the condition is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged in carrying your palanquin. This proves that you are cruel and kind, and yet beautiful. If you are thinking you are protecting the citizens, this is ludicrous. You were such a fool that you could not have been adored as a great man in the assembly of persons advanced in knowledge. Wherefore, King Rahogan was proud of being a king. He felt he had the right to control the citizens of his life, but actually was engaging men carrying his palanquin without payment, and therefore was got him in trouble without reason. Nonetheless, the king was thinking he was the protector of the citizens. Actually, the king should be the representative of the supreme personality of Godhead. For this reason, he is called Naradeva, God, the Lord among human beings. However, when a king thinks that because he's the head of state, he can utilize citizens for a sense gratification, he's an error. Such an attitude is not appreciated by the scholars. According to the Vedic principles, the king should be advised by learned sages, brahmanas, and scholars who advise him. According to the instructions given in Dharma Shastra, the duty of the king is to follow these instructions. Learned circles do not appreciate the king's utilizing the public and their reports on benefits. His duty is to give protection to the citizens instead. The king should not become such a rogue that he exploits the citizens for his own benefit. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that in Kali Yuga the heads of government will be plunderers and thieves. These thieves and plunderers take the money and property of the public by force or connivance. Therefore, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Raja Nyai, Nigranaya, Dasudamadihi. As Kali Yuga advances, we can see that these characteristics are already visible. We are can certainly imagine how deteriorated human civilization will be by the end of Kali Yuga. Indeed, there will be no longer a sane man capable of understanding God and our relationship with Him. In other words, human beings will be just like animals. At that time, in order to reform human society, Lord Krishna will come in the form of Kalki Avatar. His business will be to kill all the atheists because ultimately the real protector is Krishna. The Lord incarnates and sets things in order when things are mismanaged by so-called kings and heads of government. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yadaya Ahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhagavati Bharata. Of course, this takes many years for the principles there. When the king or governmental head does not follow the proper principles, nature deals out the punishments in the form of war, famine, and so forth. Therefore, if the government head is not aware of life's goal, he should not take charge of ruling people. Actually, the supreme proprietor of everything is Lord Vishnu. He is in the hand of everything. The king, the father, and the guardian are simply representatives of Lord Vishnu. Empowered by him, they look after the management and maintain things. It is therefore the duty of the head of the state to maintain the general populace in such a way that people will ultimately know the goal of life. Adhegadus Partagadim Me Vishnu. Unfortunately, the foolish government head and the general populace do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to understand and approach Lord Vishnu. Without this knowledge, everyone is an ignorant small society. Crowded with the cheaters and the cheaters. It is a fact, however, that these innocent people carrying your palanquin without payment are certainly suffering due to this injustice. Their condition is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged in carrying your palanquin. This proves you are cruel and unkind, yet due to false prestige. You were thinking you were protecting the citizens. This is ludicrous. You were such a fool that you could not have been adored as a great man in the assembly of persons of advanced knowledge. So, in the previous verse, Jagva was speaking of the misconception of the king concerning his body and the experiences he undergoes within the body. And he said that they're actually all false because you're not the body. So in this verse he also continues from that point to say that because he identifies as the king in that body, then he identifies these other persons as his citizens. And because of a contaminated mind, he and then exploits them for his own enjoyment. And therefore, Jatavara condemns him as being without mercy or nirananugraha. He is forcibly engaged in these persons to carry his palapa. So of course he is the king and he has some right to order people, but at the same time he also has to support everybody in the proper way so he can gain service from others within his kingdom. And of course the citizenship will be able to do this, but he also has his obligation to maintain them, protect them, and nourish them, and see that they are healthy and prosperous. And if he doesn't do that, then he is considered to be merciless. So that is pointed out here by Jatavara, that he is actually merciless, because he's not protecting the carriers of the properly. He's not giving them proper payment in terms of food, etc. So therefore they're considered lamentable and unduly suffering because of him. So his position of a king is not actually proper. So he also uses the word vikata mano, that you are boasting of your position. You think you are a king, and you are a protector of the people, janasi bhokta, but actually you're not. So this whole perception of being a king is false on two levels. One, he's not fulfilling the duties of an actual king according to the scriptures, and two, actually being any king, even if he's a good king, is also a misidentification, because he's not a body at all. The Atma is not a king, only the body is playing that role. So if he does play the role of a king, even then he should actually play the role of a good king, an ideal king, rather than a king full of faults. So here he criticizes the king as being one who is full of faults, not doing his duty as a king. So therefore he says, you do not actually look very good in this position, though you may be wearing fine clothes and riding on the palanquin, and actually not doing your duty properly. So therefore he says, you are this will not look good in the assembly of wise people, though superficially others may think, yes, he is a wonderful king. Those who are wise will not consider this as a proper activity for you. And therefore he criticized him as drishta, being very, very overconfident and proud. Of course we will see that the king ultimately is not so condemnable, because he is willing to listen to Jatavara and actually understand something of his previous statements. So he's not to be utterly condemned. Nevertheless, because he is acting as a king, he should do his duty properly. But beyond that, of course, he should not identify himself as a king at all. He should identify himself as a servant of the Supreme Lord. So even if one is practicing Dharma and following his rules, it will be difficult to practice properly if one does not have a proper foundation. So one can learn the rules of Dharma, but one will not follow them if one is not fixed properly. In other words, one will exploit the situation for one's own profit. This is the tendency of the human being when he cannot control his senses. So even if the king does have proper knowledge, there will be that tendency. So therefore Prabhupada points out to the Purport that actually the king must understand that he is the servant of the Supreme Lord. If he acts with that understanding, then, of course, he will not exploit others. He will understand that he is a servant of the Lord and others are also servants of the Lord. Although he's acting as a king, he ultimately is nothing in front of the Supreme Lord. anyone understand the goal of life is not to simply have power in the material world, but rather establish a relationship with the Supreme Lord, which is beyond matter. That relationship has nothing to do with possessing kingdoms or palaces or wealth or armies, etc. The relationship with the Lord is based simply on affection for the Lord. So, to the extent that a king can develop his bhakti, to that extent he will control his senses, and therefore he'll be able to execute his duties as a king in the proper way. If he doesn't do that, then unfortunately he will fall into exploitation and other bad activities, even if he does have knowledge of the proper conduct. So, the principles of Dharma are there, but by themselves, without worship of the Lord, they also become useless. So therefore, in the Varnashram system, worship of the Lord is also included as part of the system. Now, it is a minor part of the system. So there is a danger then that, yes, it can be dangerous for a king, particularly if worship of the Lord is a minor factor, that he will be overcome by self-interest, etc. Therefore, the king has a greater obligation than the citizens to be a devotee of the Lord. And we see that the great kings here, from Swayambhuvamana to Rahugana, in that line, they were all devotees of the Lord. They were not otherwise. So of course, sometimes they may deviate a little, whatever, but in general, they are understanding the position as devotees of the Lord, and they take that to heart. Citizens, on the other hand, may not, but at least the king has his vision, so he can carry out his duties properly, etc., for the protection of the people without selfishness. The king, therefore, must be in a better position in terms of devotion than the citizens, because he must protect and lead them without exploitation. So the principles of Dharma can be enacted properly by the king if he has a devotional attitude, devotional practices along with his duties as a king. As for the rest of the Dharma, etc., the bhakti is a minor portion because the people are more interested in getting maintenance of their material bodies, living in the material world. So it's a minor factor. So though bhakti is there in the Varnashram system, we do not say that Varnashram equals bhakti or karma yogi equals bhakti, because it is a minor factor of it. So when it becomes very prominent and everything else is minor, then we can say it is bhakti. Of course, it may be mixed bhakti also, but at least bhakti becomes more prominent. So among the citizens, therefore, it's not emphasized to a great extent. But the king himself must be mixed. Otherwise, it's impossible for him to go properly. If he tries to do jnana, he's not qualified because he's not fixed in satguru or yoga. He cannot do these things properly. So therefore, he must resort to bhakti yoga instead. It's a practical measure for him as a king to, out of necessity, must do this in order to enact dharma properly. Yeah. In terms of Varnashram system. Of course, if one has a sattva, one could take shelter of jnana or whatever, and that way control the senses also. But as far as kshatriyas are concerned, or anyone else, in order to control the senses, they should use bhakti.
It was really interesting to find that some of the kings were using their position and power to spread their religion rather than a particular type of realization of self and religion. Is it also a type of misusing the position?
Well, the forest people, and it's not proper also. If they, you know, force people to become Shiva boxes, if they don't, they cut off their head. What is that? It's not proper, obviously. Well, and that means he has to reach nishtha, steadiness. In the beginning he will waver, but if he reaches nishtha, then he is steady. So a person has to practice constantly in association, and he can become steady in the service.
Continuous and the beam.